record.
It is Zachary Watson, 321 Valley Zero.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 9th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay, I'll say this again. That form listed your... Boy, there's some noise there, so... This form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, the individual sitting closest to you is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luigi Yonis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing, and to my right is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Watson, Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Mr. Watson, before we continue, what's going on behind you? Because it's really causing a lot of background sound.
Nothing. I don't think there's the air on.
Okay. Okay, to continue, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued over both. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways attempted as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your duty officer by failing to stay at the parole office on or about March 7, 2018, as directed on March 7, 2018, until the MRC Transportation could pick you up. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you have absconded from supervision. Mr. Watson, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Watson's admission, I need to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to continue the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background investigation regarding your case. We'll just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Watson was released from agency custody on May 6, 2018 and arrested on 4/24/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges. He was returned back to agency custody on 4/24/2018 with an adjusted release date of 8/22/2018 with 20 years of scone days. Current conviction, 2016, A count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2017, commitment B, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. has no prior convictions. This is his first term at KDC. He has a CUIR score of 2-1. That's a high score of 1. Substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. There were other arrests, highly charges were never filed. He has a GD score of G1, B2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Watson. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside in Reborn Assistance located at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. But you admitted to using an intake. You were placed at Maricopa Reentry Center on March 7, 2018, but left prior to transport. So I'll ask you directly, what were you doing for the 48 days that you were missing from community supervision?
I wasn't really doing nothing. I was homeless at the time, and I wasn't doing nothing really productive. I'm just going to be honest, I screwed up pretty much.
And do you have ongoing drug abuse issues, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm willing to be committed to trying to address my addiction if I'm granted parole. I'm thinking about relocating over to Tucson. I got an address from my old Pablo Recovery Center.
There are some programming notes that you assigned a task to random your analysis that you expanded, so that we have no your analysis information. You were staffed by, says P.S. Rodriguez, after you admitted to using methamphetamine at the park by the parole office. So did you just continue using methamphetamine for those 48 days?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you cleaned up since?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been clean, sir?
I've been clean a month and a half.
And
I've also been going to AA meetings here.
We find that the parole officers do work with people coming out of the correction system, especially including the drug issues. So, why did you decide not to cooperate with the parole officer or go to MRC?
I was just worried about coming back to prison.
And what was it that caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder board?
Sleeping in the back of a food bank, and somebody had broken in the food bank, I guess, and that's what caused the dispute. I had nothing to do with that, though.
Well, I'll take your word for that, because you weren't arrested, other than for the abscond warrant. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if there are any questions for you. No questions from fellow board members. Mr. Watson, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. This is a pretty simple case. There's only one allegation. We don't have a lot of history on you because you absconded almost as soon as you were released from prison. But is there a final statement that you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you repeat anything that you've already told us.
No, sir.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Watson, the board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case, inasmuch that Mr. Watson disappeared from community supervision about as soon as he was released. I think he probably would have benefited from the MRC and some sort of drug treatment, but we just cannot account for his activity when he was missing for those 48 days, and I'm not finding him suitable for returning him to community supervision, although I will say he has less sentence, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-0773, a discussion with Mr. Watson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, a move to remote community supervision, as he was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of his supervision in Havelock for the Rabata Labs, either criminal ways or company. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Watson, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about August 22nd, 2018. That's just a matter of weeks away, so we highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming at your facility. Please consider attending AA or NA. And putting together a plan for your safe return to the community. We recognize that you've been clean for about a month and a half, and we hope that you'll continue on that path. And I would say, without trying to lecture or scold, please be mindful of who you hang out with when you return to the community. It's we found it's very easy for people to slide back into their lifestyle. So we do wish you a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Watson.